everybody. Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. I am here today with Patty Gander. Hey, Patty.
Hey, Wendy.
We want to dive into tips for workers, regardless of their experience, regardless of their, you know, generation. What tips can we give some workers for entering the manufacturing industry? Because we desperately need people in manufacturing. And to be quite honest, it's a win-win solution for so many people who, you know, might be thinking, oh, I got to go to college and I don't want to go to college. Okay, there's other forms of education. It's not just college. So, you know, give me some tips that you would give somebody that came to you and said, hey, I hear you're the manufacturing guru. Where do I start?
Well, some of it is that, I mean, part of it is, you know, what's your level of interest, right? Are you interested in, you know, different types of technologies or things like that? Look at the openings that you're seeing in the job postings. And even though you may not be qualified to do that, you'll get an idea of what are the, you know, what are those jobs that are open out there so that you then can get an idea of, you know, well, here's these different types of positions that are open there. And I'm going to use one as an example because not just in the state of Florida, but in the United States, CNC operators are at a shortage. So you start seeing CNC operators, and a CNC is a computerized numerical controller. We just abbreviate. It's a big piece of equipment that cuts metal, intricately cuts metal.
That was going to be my first question. Hey, hold on here. I was just about to start Googling it. So thank you.
So you see this, and then, so that's the thing. You could go Google it and say, well, what is it that it takes to be a CNC operator? You know, what are some of the basic skills and where can I get that training? And then you can explore, well, where are the different places that either have certification programs, or what are some of the general skills that I need to learn, like math and geometry and trigonometry and things like that, so that I can brush up on some of those things where now I maybe come into a manufacturing company where maybe I'm not really at an operator level, but now I'm trainable because I've gotten that base level of education where they don't have to start with me teaching me basic math or how to read a ruler. Other areas like welding. Welding is, we have a shortage of welders worldwide, nationwide, state of Florida. There are places that do welding certification programs. And as you mentioned in one of the previous segments, career sources, in the state of Florida, we call them career source, but whatever your unemployment organization is in your state, usually they have monies allocated to send you to certification programs. So you can go there and say, I'm interested in welding. Where can I go get this? And how much money will you pay for me to do that? I'm interested in being a CNC operator. How, you know, where can I get this? And how much money will you pay for me to do that? So there's those ways. And there's some generic ones. There's a certified production technician out there, which is interesting about this certification too, in the state of Florida. And it's in some of the other states. I'm not sure how many of the other states have adopted it. But once you get that certification, it matriculates into 25% of an associate's degree in a state or community college that
no
has
way.
A manufacturing program. And it covers manufacturing process, quality, safety, and maintenance. So it's a generic kind of certification that kind of teaches you a lot of different types of industries within manufacturing.
So you can go and you can probably, and we're not guaranteeing this, but you could probably get either the company or your unemployment office to help you pay for this or pay for it fully to get the certified production technician, which covers the basics of almost every manufacturing industry. So now you're going in, they're going, yep, I may not know what widget I'm using or what I'm making here yet, but I understand the terminology, and safety is a huge one, huge one. Folks, if you're interested in, you know, figuring out like, hey, for my child or for myself, what kind of jobs are out there? I found this article. It's a little outdated. It's a couple months old, outdated. It was from Indeed in April of 2022. And you can just Google 21 high paying manufacturing jobs, Indeed. And they've outlined all of the jobs. And the first one, zero experience required, is a forklift operator. 38.7, so almost $40,000. That's not including overtime. That's not including benefits. That's not including the licenses that you're going to possibly get out of that organization, because they're going to say, okay, you're a great forklift operator. Let's see what else you can do. Second one, A laser operator, $43,000. Third one, metal fabricator, $44,000. A packer, which is basically in every manufacturing industry, including the Walmarts and the Amazons, you know, a packer, national average salary. And this is probably, well, it says salary, and I don't think they would really be salary. So they're probably just using basic terminology, is $50,000. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. And it goes on and on for, you know, carpenter, electromechanical technician. That's a mouthful. Assembler, $67,000. Like, this is some awesome pay for having almost no experience. Many of them require zero experience. And all I know from my manufacturing clients, all I know is they want to do everything they can to keep those employees. So they're going to keep giving them certifications and licenses and raises as long as you stay there and keep producing for the organization.
Yeah. And in the electronics industry, you know, in order to make those little parts stick on the boards so that the boards work, like your computer that you're probably or your radio or your TV or any of those things that you're using all have circuit boards in them. And there are solder certifications. And I mean, just solderers are making $25, $30 an hour. And it's a 1 week certification program, one week to learn how to do it. And you can make $25, $30 an hour doing it.
And for those HR folks that are listening today, which is a great deal of our audience, guess what? Manufacturers need HR too. So there is a job for everybody. Okay, wrapping up this section here, we have one more segment that I want to talk about. And now, so we gave some tips for workers. I want to talk about in a minute tips for employers looking to attract and retain employees in the manufacturing industry. We'll see you in a minute.